All right. So,
thank you.
Now, everybody's seen these sheets before. We did this work last year. It would be good for you to look through them again now that you know yourself in a much different way, and decide what's your defense. Now, so you want to just go basically to this last sheet right here. I mean, you can sort of look through your check, you know, you can check through those that have your sheets from last year. You can sort of see the ones that you checked off. What you want to make sure that you do is the first statement here. My name is Reese. In defense, I tend to be, I either go into thinker, or the worst defense I go into is when I go into rule keeper. Okay? And my rule keeper isn't like a nitpicky kind of rule keeper. It's a self-critical overworker. I make things work. I have to be perfect. Okay? I can't ever let it be enough. It always has to be the next level of perfection.
Overachieve.
I overachieve. So it's like an overachievement quality within me, overwork quality that I go into, which has nothing to do with my creative idealist. It doesn't really, I mean, it's a bit of that, but when in that second statement, has everybody got the sheet?
Yeah.
Please tell me you're looking at the same sheet, because I want, all right. So not last year's sheet, this year's sheet. Okay. So when you say in defense I am, it may not be the opposite of your core defense. So because you're a charismatic leader does not mean you do enforcer as your defense. You may do team player. Your defense that you need to own that really runs your life may be team player or emotional intelligence specialist, even if charismatic leader. Or if you're a knowledgeable achiever, okay, you might go into rule keeper, and you might actually like that. Might be like, I'm good with that. Or you might go into thinker. Okay, so what do you do? Do you go into thinker defense, but you really know you're a charismatic leader? That's a really important statement. You have to recognize this is the defense I use primarily. It may not even be my primary defense. I may not even use my primary defense that often. Or I may use a very specific quality of my primary defense. I'm a charismatic leader. I may use my seduction or my shapeshifter or my dodge or my invisibility cloak. You know, if I'm a thinker, I might use rule keeping. Or if I'm an emotional intelligence specialist, we've got a number of emotional intelligence specialists in here that use the rule keeper as your defense. Okay? That's what needs to go on that line. You have to own the fact that this is a behavior I use all the time, but this is who I am. All right, then the next line, my addiction and favorite way of staying in defense is, and then you want to go to that addiction sheet. Okay? For me, it's being perfectionist about my work and being a workaholic. So that's what I do.
You're just picking one?
Just your biggie. I want you to pick the one that you are willing to face this year and deal with and call out and say, this is what I'm done doing. You know, or for some of you that are emotional intelligence specialists, you know, my addiction is pretending I don't have any feelings or pretending that somebody hurt my feelings or some, you know, just there's something you do that just completely keeps you stuck. And that's your addiction. And you can't stop doing it. For knowledgeable achievers, inner critic. You know, or maybe you're a charismatic leader with a protector, you know, I go in a rule keeper to keep my crazy knowledgeable achiever, you know, my crazy charismatic leader down. All right. And so my inner critic is just off the charts. So that's the way I do it. I go criticize. Then we go for your power. For me, it's enthusiasm. Very simple. So I put enthusiasm on that line. Now, we go down to the bottom line, and what I'm going to do to make sure that that enthusiasm, rather than the workaholic, makes it into the world is this. I will make sure that when I am finding myself in this pattern of going into my shell, into my office, and working over and over and over, I will call somebody, I will go out and run, I will do anything other than just get stuck in that pattern, and I will connect with my friends, I will do something that gets me out of that, and I need help from my friends, and I've asked my friends, call me every now and then, email me, you know, support me in this. And they do. And we stay in contact, and so it's like I don't get isolated that way. When I isolate, that's when I can fall into that pattern. So I need to ask for that help. We cannot do this alone. That thing, that addiction you have, owns you. All right? So I want you to run through that sheet. You should have these pretty close, you know, you should know most of these already. You can tweak them tonight, but I want you just to talk with another person right now, just for a few minutes. Just a few minutes each, just sort of talk about what it is that you belong on those sheets.
What was the power part of it? What was the power part?
Power is on these things. These qualities. Hunger Games, okay. We're gonna end in a few minutes here. We are going to see Hunger Games at 6:45 tonight. Came out today. If you want to see, you know, the heroine, it's Fifth Chakra Weekend. It's Charismatic Leader Weekend. The movie about this little girl who is living in a completely insane society, and she's the only sane one, which is what a charismatic leader sees themselves as. And she is going to fight and be willing to die for her cause. I would say it would be a great movie if you all want to go check out a movie together. And by the way, movies on class weekends are unbelievable because your field's open. Yeah. We used to always, we'd go out and get sushi, do something, and then we would always go out to a movie afterward because when your field's open, the movie's so much bigger, so much more. It's like, wow. You know, sometimes we chose bad movies. Don't go to the zombie movie on a healer weekend. Lisa's like, let's go to the zombie movie. Yeah,
okay. You know why I didn't get my homework done?
Why?
I read all three of those books.
So much. Yeah, those are they're very good. Yeah. At Bellingham, they are playing it every 15 minutes all night. Every 15 minutes. So they must have it in like 6 theaters or something. Huh? So that you could go, I mean, we did a 6:45, but it was, you know, 6:15, 6:30, 6:45, 7, 7:15. It goes, it's every 15 minutes, it's every 15 minutes it starts. So, you know, if you all went out to dinner and then want to check out a movie, it would be a perfect thing to get ready for Charismatic Leader tomorrow. All right, so I want you to make sure you fill this out. Were there any questions on this? The key to this, folks, everybody, the most important part of this sheet is the line that says, my core profile brings me inner peace when I express it. It is. That's the most important part of this. For me, it's very simple. It's enthusiasm. I've got others that are great traits in me, but it's enthusiasm. When I serve that God, I am serving my soul. And when I put something on this line down here, and it doesn't put me in that state, you just erase it right now. I do not want any intellectual, I think I'll do this because it'll make my life better, and I'll be able to, forget that crap. We are moving beyond that. We are after big game. We want you to be able to make choices in your life that bring you into the state of consciousness that allows you to love your life. When I'm enthusiastic about something, which I'm enthusiastic about this and the movie tonight and whatever else I'm doing, okay, my life works at every level. Every one of my chakras says yes. enthusiasm works for me. For some of you, it might be passion. For others of you, it could be sort of a level of whatever it is. I mean, there's a whole list of them in there. Okay? Mastery, what? Last year, the level of dissociation you were experiencing last year and this year are totally different. So yes, as you are coming in, you're almost being reborn, okay? Because you were in such a world of I'm a this over here, and that's where all the struggle was for you and why you had such a hard time relating to the group. Now it's as you just come in, it's just like you're just Nancy, you're part of the group, because now you're more genuine and real. So the answers you made last year, you might look at them and say, wow, why would I have ever picked that? That's so silly. That's not the real thing I do. What I really do is this, Or you may look at that and say, I still dissociate. My defense is that I go into thinker. I actually do thinker. Whereas I know I'm a charismatic leader, but it's so much safer for me to be out in La La Land, and I still do that, but my core, what I love is this. So what's your core?
Playful.
Okay.
Silly.
Okay, playful and silly, yeah. And so it might even be childlike. The inner child, so it's like, so there's that, and that's what you were hiding by being so sort of like, oh, it's me and the angels and me and this, and that stuff made you adult. You don't want to be adult. If playful and childlike and is your core, you don't want to ever present yourself as being, of all the knowledge. It's just like that's the knowledge comes through fun and through connection. So the choices you make, last line, better feed this line or you erase it right now. Okay? If when you do it, you're not going to feel great, feel in your core quality, that, who's got one of the sheets, calling your power sheets? Here we go.
Yeah, it's in the back.
Okay. So, either, adventurous or, outrageous or tranquil or secure or, strong, strong self-esteem, clear thinking, whatever it is for you, whatever that thing is for you, or just strong, willful. I mean, it can be any of the qualities. It can be just pure, openness. If you can be an emotional intelligence specialist. Just like I when I'm absolutely open and receptive, that's it. And so whatever you pick has got to feed that. Do you understand? That's what we're after. That's the big game. The big game's your soul. We don't want to have just anything on the fringe right now. This year, we want to, by the end of this year, you have to, the qualification for going into third year is that you get all your homework done. So any of you that have homework outstanding, you need to get it in. But the criteria in the student handbook is you have to own your profile. Nobody goes into third year if you are still sort of wandering around about what my profile is, because that can be a defense. It's like, I'm never going to pick my profile because then I never have to actually deal with it, anything. So you all know your profiles. You know what your core is. And now it's time to really call it out before the end of the year. And then it becomes a pattern for you in your life where everything you do feeds that power. Does that make sense? Because I really want you to work on that tonight. I want you to think about, so tomorrow we're gonna do the charismatic leader, and we're gonna do it slightly differently, because charismatic leaders are people who have changed your lives for the good, for the bad. Okay, they are always either a fantastic example or a terrible warning. And that's just the way they live. And every one of you has changed your life and done almost everything you've actually had to face in your life was from some kind of charismatic leader made you face up to something. Somebody stood up, somebody did something, somebody attacked you, somebody took something from you, somebody called something out in you, saw something in you. It was a great teacher. It was a great this. It was a terrible business arrangement. It was a something. You have experienced both sides of being on the high side of a charismatic leader, where you feel like I can do anything because I've got this person supporting me and loving me and seeing this quality in me. And you've been on the other side where you have been torn down, torn up and thrown in the gutter and just walked away from by a charismatic leader. So we're going to talk tomorrow about your experiences with charismatic leaders, because the one who tore you up and threw you in the gutter probably did you a better service than the ones who were you know, sort of, blowing sunshine up your butt. Okay? I don't even know what that means, but I... But it seemed like a healer thing. All right, I want you to recognize that when I look back at my life, it wasn't the good things that made me grow. It was the people that I hated. It was the people that made me face something in myself that I was unwilling to face because there was no getting away from them. So I want you to really recognize that when you pass over, the people waiting on the other side are all those people that you haven't been able to forgive because those bastards shouldn't have ever done that. But they were the ones who were making you stronger and making you commit to what we're trying to do right here, which is, what is your core? What is your purpose in life? You need to own it. Those people have already made you strong enough. You just haven't used that muscle yet. Okay? So you need to honor all those crazies that have done those things. But we also need to recognize that we don't have to continue to follow along with those crazies. Okay, so being able to see why and what they do and what's going on in the charismatic leader is a really powerful sort of statement. We'll talk that through a little bit tomorrow. So think about the people that have really changed your life and sometimes forced you to change, forced you to look at something in your life. Okay? All right, folks.
We have been accumulating things in the lost and found. And some of them are probably yours. So, if you stand in a deep place next to the bottler where you hang your coat on the top shelf and on those hooks, somebody left a blanket, it's in a bag. There's a jacket up there. There's some sweaters. If you've left a plate or a bowl, I'll rummage through the closet and I'll put them out on the granite table. And you can just look and say, oh my gosh, I completely forgot. Okay? So your old friends may be hiding here.
All right, we'll see you in the